Hi, my name is Allison, and I wanted to take an opportunity to share with you how Restoration Prayer Ministry has impacted my life. I am 33 years old, and for me, my journey has seemed long. I had tried for many years, both in the flesh and in the spirit, to get right with God. There has always been a part of me that wanted God more than anything else, but at different times of my life, it seemed that my desire for God was overcast by the reality that life is unfair. Having been through many deliverance sessions where the strongholds of my life were successfully defeated by the name and blood of Jesus, I had become tired of going around the same mountain over and over again. Struggling to be who God wanted me to be, the perfect little girl who didn't disobey, didn't speak out of turn, didn't laugh, and didn't cry. I would cry out to God, "What is wrong with me? Why did you create me if I was to be so messed up? What use am I if I cannot get this right? Why am I here? If to choose you, God, is to choose pain, then I want nothing of it or you." I spent hours reading the Word, trying to fix myself. I yearned for intimacy with God and could not find it. Being in this place and being a leader and a deliverance minister in the church challenged the very core of who I was, because how could I be used to set others free if I was not free myself? Through Restoration Prayer Ministry, or RPM, I found out that what I believed God wanted me to be and the truth of who God wants me to be are two very different things. God has been so faithful for so long to work within the realms of who I believed I was in Him, my reality. But there came a time when He had done all that my reality would allow Him to do, and if I was to fulfill my purpose in God, He could no longer be restricted by my reality. God has used Restoration Prayer Ministry to destroy my reality so that I can live in His. RPM has caused me to realize that though deliverance is very effective and necessary, there are times when it is not enough. The most common scriptures that capture the essence of deliverance are Mark 3 verse 27 and Luke 11 verse 21 to 22. Both scriptures talk about binding the strong man or the enemy and taking the house back. However, if we have an ungodly belief system that has not been exposed and replaced by God's truth, these ungodly beliefs can cause us to reopen the door to the enemy, consciously or not, and we actually invite him back, returning to him the power that was taken away during deliverance. So even though deliverance is successful in getting rid of him, we can sabotage it by ungodly beliefs. Typically, a person who has been through deliverance is expected to also go through inner healing in order to maintain their deliverance. However, having been through Restoration Prayer Ministry, I recognize that there are times when we can experience a level of inner healing and still have ungodly beliefs. So we walk around partially healed, and by our own self-will and determination, we are making it work. We spend a large amount of time trying to keep the doors to the enemy closed in our own strength, rather than allowing the Holy Spirit to do it. So when the stresses and the pressures of life come, we do not have the strength to keep them closed, and they are swung open again, and the thing that you thought you had once conquered overwhelms you once more. Restoration Prayer Ministry provides you with effective tools that enable you to let the Holy Spirit keep the doors closed. My pastor once had a vision of my heart, and she said that it was covered with vines and that God was going to cut the vines down, but that it would take time before He could uproot them. I believe that there are times when we are not ready or able to receive complete healing or deliverance, and all God can do is kick the strong man out in order to slow down the process of destruction in our lives. However, at the right time, He is able to completely restore us. Restoration Prayer Ministry is a tool that God has used in my life to achieve complete wholeness, and it is beyond inner healing. By revealing my ungodly beliefs and replacing them with God's truth about me, I have begun the process of realigning my spirit with the Word of God, and so allowing my spirit to rule my whole being. I have experienced complete healing, and as a result, I am free to be who God has predestined me to be, rather than wasting my time and strength keeping the doors closed. I received Restoration Prayer Ministry over the phone. Being over the phone, I was concerned about how relating to the minister would be. However, within 2 hours, they made me feel comfortable enough to open up. They related to me extremely well, to the point that sometimes I forgot I only met them recently. What I found amazing was the way that they allowed the Holy Spirit to take something that could be considered a formula and transform it to my specific needs. So I walked away with tools that were effective and individual to me and me alone. Every area of my life has been affected by RPM, from the way I look at myself to the way I look at God, and consequently the way I look at others. Restoration Prayer Ministry has impacted me in every area of my psyche. Apart from being very therapeutic to just be able to say your deepest, darkest thoughts or beliefs and not get judged, the Holy Spirit has used RPM to reveal to me the depth of love that God has for me. The scripture that talks about the old wineskins at the end of Luke chapter 5 became a reality to me in Restoration Prayer Ministry. God has used this ministry to replace my old wineskins, my false comforts, the things that were so familiar to me that I did not consciously realize that they did not align with the Word of God. My heart has been changed to be able to receive and give love. My mind has been freed to hand over control to my spirit and not fear making a mistake. Through RPM, I have been able to release control. Control of my emotions, my relationships, my friendships, my reputation, and my environment on every level. My self-worth, my self-esteem has been impacted by the love of God. My ability to receive intimacy from God and from others has been restored. I have walked away from RPM free to be who I am in Christ, who Christ created me to be, and it is a wonderful sense of freedom. My whole view or landscape of the way I see my life and the lives of others has been changed to be seen through the eyes of Christ, and all this because of RPM. I believe everyone should go through Restoration Prayer Ministry. We all have more freedom and more love that God longs for us to experience. His cross was so that we can live life and live it more abundantly. I pray that everyone who hears this recording will have a transforming encounter with the intense love of God. In His love and His blessings, Allison.